The darkened space between sleeping and waking. You feel consciousness return slowly, and in that peculiar way of the late night awakening, it is at first hard to tell why or how. The air is heavy. You smell smoke and spice, but darkness covers everything here. As though the windows were completely covered over, the door jams lined with blankets or towels or some stopping curtain, keeping even the barest shred of light out. And you've awakened into that. You raise your hand in front of you, and peculiarly, even if you put it right in front of your eyes, can't see it. Then you notice, as you raise your other hand to rise up, lift yourself off the bed, you feel heavy, like someone were sitting, not astride your chest or your stomach, but astride your hips. And that's when you hear the eager feminine breath in the darkness and the purr. I thought I'd wait for you to wake up. It was hard to wait, you know. Speaking of hard, you feel something wet, hot, grind against you. There's no clothing covering your body. The sheets are moved as well. And as awareness fully trickles back, you feel that wet heat. You feel the lips of her pussy right against the tip of a cock that's already hardened, and then they slide down the underside of your shaft. She's moving her body sensuously. You feel her knees push your legs together a little. You hear something like the beat of wings, the sliding of silk, the slithering of some distant serpent. All the sounds of your world are still here. There are distant traffic noises, and the house itself is definitely there. This is your bed you lay upon. But the darkness is overriding. Except, you see the glint of eyes and slit cat-like pupils looking down. It's only a momentary glare, as though the light came from within them. You saw dark, dark, blood-red lips as well. And she leans down and plants her hands on your shoulders, keeping her pussy pushed against the underside of your cock, which presses the tip of it back up against your belly. She's just laying on you with it between you, her pussy pushing your dick against your body. She rolls her hips, stroking it, and the nimble precision, her hips, her thighs touching you, her breasts now against your chest as she just lays on you. She's a little shorter than you. You feel her breath on your ear. Powerful arms wrap around you. Too strong, because when you try to move your arms, try to squirm your hips, just to get into a better position, because it's not like you object to a beautiful woman running her pussy against your cock. You feel all the tension in your body drain out. She rubs her pussy a little harder. There's a sense of suction at the tip, despite the fact the tip is not inside of her. Nothing is inside of her. She's just smearing her juices up and down your shaft, rolling her bare, smooth pussy perfectly smooth against the underside of your shaft, rubbing her juices in, and you feel languor. Relaxation. It would be good to just lay there. Another glint of her eyes, a red glint in the dark. Her fingernails feel quite sharp as she just gently grips your shoulders and pushes you down to the bed. You hear once more the flapping of leathery wings. She whispers in your ear, "I was flowing past, and I needed something to eat. I could smell a snack in here. So I stepped into the material, and here you are." Feels like a big, juicy one, actually. She moves her hips, and the tip of your cock pushes against the entrance to her pussy. But she doesn't slip you in, and when you try to raise your hips, they're heavy. Heavy with a uniquely post-coital languor and relaxation. Except you haven't fucked, you haven't come, not yet. But the energy's flowing out, and the more you feel relaxed, the more energized she is. She's practically thrumming, vibrating with it, her breathing quickening. She just kisses the tip of your cock with the entrance of her pussy. The muscles inside are incredible. Just from that tiny bit of contact, barely half of the head of your cock slipping inside, her walls loosen and they start to squeeze. The tip of your cock is being rubbed like a thumb, like a tongue, like lips, like something with more precision than the entrance and inner walls at the very beginning of her pussy should have. But she has it, that unearthly control, just squeezing, rubbing, throbbing over the tip of your cock, just the tip. You already feel your pre-cum leaking and something else, something being drawn from you into her. She cants her hips away. The kiss is broken, but you still feel her juices. She's very wet, clinging to the tip of you. You're sure, even though you can't see it in this unearthly darkness, you're sure that the tip of your cock is connected to her wet, drooling pussy by a streamer of her feminine juices. And then she slides down your body. She moves her hips slightly to one side, moving her hips so her pussy slides along your thigh, down toward the knee, past it a little. Her hands trail, gentle, careful, her nails only bringing the slight prickling that tells you they are sharp. But it's still safe, gentle, comfortable. She slides. She kisses down your neck as she goes. Breathe is hot against your chest. You feel her latch her lips on and suck, a tight vacuum seal, sucking against your skin, leaving an impression, a hickey, but also that heated languor, that relaxation, that heaviness, that exhaustion spreads from the place where she kisses you. You feel her wrap her little pointed incisors there. And as she continues to slide, that flapping of wings continues. You realize that even though you knew she was sitting on you, the weight was never very great. Her lips find their way down between your legs. She is now humping just above your ankle. You can feel the wet friction of her thighs latched around your leg, the desperate, needy mincing. I want to have a taste first so I can see, she says. Her tongue slides along the underside of your cock, right where her pussy put its juices a minute ago. Slides along there. It is impossibly long, for her lips are at the tip of your cock, and the tongue is just unrolling, unfurling, sliding along the whole underside till it's all the way along beneath your cock. Impossible, pulling you in. The tip of her tongue wraps sinuous, prehensile, unnatural, around the base of your dick, and then starts to pump. She strokes with it like she would a hand, her tongue moving up, down, and the head of your cock is buried in her mouth. She runs the tongue underneath, stroking with it, pulsing with it. It fastens tightly to your dick, sticking to it, her saliva smeared across, making a lubricated channel. She doesn't let you buck your hips. She's holding them with her hands, the palms down flat to either side of your dick. Your balls are tensing to the base of it. Because whatever she's doing might almost make you come and still that exhaustion. Your whole body, except for your very lively, very hard cock, your whole body is just sinking on the bed. All there is your cock and her words and now her tongue, impossible for her to speak, just smacking her lips, sucking tightly against your dick. The head of it is in her mouth. Her tongue is running along the whole underside till it wraps around the base and strokes you. Her hands are keeping you flat on the bed, pinning your thighs and keeping your legs open in the process, and her pussy moves in rhythm with the stroking of her tongue. She's humping your leg, and the spot where her juices are smearing, that exhaustion spreads from there too. Just like the hickey she planted on your chest. Just like the feeling when the entrance of her pussy kissed the tip of your dick. That exhaustion. All of you is heavy, except your cock. You breathe in deeply that spice, that musk, that heat in the room. Something about it just makes you close your eyes and surrender your cock. And so she strokes it. Her tongue moves upon it. Her mouth darts left and right, angling your entry into her. She even lets you slide deep enough to push against one of her soft cheeks. Your cock almost bursts. Gonna let it go. Gonna let it out. Her Long tongue is still stroking your dick, that heat, that wetness covering every bit of it, the powerful muscle pushing your cock left and right, in time with her mouth swinging left, then right, pushing you against her left cheek, then the right, just bouncing you back and forth, tasting you, and she seems to be enjoying it because there is a pool of her juices flowing from her pussy down your ankle, around your leg. She's really humping on it, her soft, smooth sex leaving the mark of her arousal, just as her saliva drools down on your balls and onto the bed under you, still in complete darkness. You hear her smacking and sucking in the dark. She captures you, pulls you into her mouth more, more, to the deepest point, and then her tongue constricts on the base, constricts tight, and starts stroking fast, pistoning up and down, moving impossibly. It must be going so far back in her mouth and so far forward. She's pulling you in heat, hotter than any mouth you could imagine, hotter than human body temperature. She pulls you into her mouth, sucks around it, the energy just leaving you slow and then quicker. You're laying there. All of you feels like it's melting. All of you feels like it's irrelevant. All that matters is your cock in her mouth as she sucks you dry, sucks anything out of you. You want it. You want to come. Want to come. She reaches under and grabs your ass with her hands, releases the tongue wrapped around the base, serving as a cock ring, and you hadn't even realized it, and then you come. Come squirting in her mouth. Come squirting hot as can be, wanting to paint the inside of her soft, warm, wet cheeks with your cum, your seed, except she scoops it up with the tongue as soon as it comes out and starts swallowing it down, noisily making sure you can hear her swallowing your seed. Swallowing your seed, she seizes up. Her thighs seize around your leg, lock down, tight, hard, hot, still drooling rivulets of her juices. She keeps you in place. You feel everything in you starting to fade. Fade. One thought and the next just don't connect. Coming, coming, coming. Your butt is clenching because she's squeezing your butt cheeks and emphasizing it. Every time you squirt, she squeezes hard. Every time you squirt, she sucks hard, vacuuming it up, swallowing it down, running it over her broad, long, impossible tongue, tasting every drop of your seed. You feel that she's reserving some, only swallowing some of it, keeping some against the head of your cock so she can taste it over and over, savor it, hold it in her mouth. Her hands grip your ass tighter, and the legs around your leg where she's humping her wet thighs against your leg down below while sucking your cock. She just seizes them up. She's coming. She's coming from you, coming in her mouth. She moans, throbbingly, vibratingly, almost a purr against your cock, which is captured in her mouth and throat now. She's just letting you squirt any of your load that remains, and your balls are emptying out. Everything in you is emptying out. You're slipping away out of consciousness. You can feel a certain faint blankness rising. She's still sucking, still swallowing. You're coming. You're coming in her mouth, and something's flowing from you into her. Her body temperature gets hotter. Her mouth gets hotter. You feel a cool chill, a pallor run over you from toe to head. You're just trapped in her mouth, humping your hips now. She lets you raise them, lets you fuck her throat. She seems to enjoy it. When you hit the back of her throat, her pussy clenches, her legs, thighs clench. She juices harder against you. She's letting you come and fuck her throat, fuck her mouth. But the more you do it, the more that energy, that vagueness, the more of you flows into her. The more you slowly slip away. She pops her lips away from your cock. Her tongue releases. You're completely soaked with her saliva, which is still making that vacant, exhausted feeling fill you. She pulls away. Don't want to take too much. I think I'm going to come back a few times before I give you the real treat. She squeezes her thighs, and you feel the way she has squeezed the muscles inside her pussy has made some of her juices squirt on your leg a little from within, purely with the tension of her squeezing down. You're marked, and everywhere her saliva, her touch, the heat of her, your balls are still clenching. You come a little more. It drips out of your cock, drips down your shaft. She licks it up, leaning in, not leaving a single drop. Yeah, before I give you the real show, I think I want a few more tastes. You hear that flapping, that leathery sound of wings. You see the eyes flash, red cat-like pupils illuminating. A gorgeous, but strangely symmetrical, artificial-looking face. The figure that hovers, smiles, with very white, sharp fangs. Her tail flicks in the air. The darkness follows her. So, slowly, you can see your bed, but turning your head to look at it is more than your body could stand right now. Cock is still hard. Her saliva's keeping it hard. Your hand slides between your legs. You can move just that much. You start jerking off as she floats away. Her scent is still in the air. Her juices are still on your leg. You're jerking off to the thought of her, groaning, knowing you're far more exhausted than you should be, but that you will surrender to that feeling again any time you can get it. Your cock is glistening with saliva, not one drop of semen. Your balls must be empty, because even though you feel like you're almost on the edge, nothing's coming out. You're just so close, edging up to it, edging up to it. You think you're coming. But whatever is going on, climax is not part of it. The edging continues, continues. She floats away, through a wall, through a window, hard to tell. The darkness is gone. There's your room and the natural moonlight. You laying there. Your leg is soaked. There's saliva on your chest, and yes, a red mark. In fact, it's starting to bruise a little, where she sucked on you. You feel yourself groaning, hear yourself jerking off, but in a distant way, like you were looking down at your body. And your cock just spasms. Almost coming, but not quite over the edge. Almost coming, so exhausted, but you need more. Her saliva, her juices on your leg, everything about her where she touched you with her pussy against your cock. All of it is mixed together, and your body's responding with a state of arousal too heightened. When she was here, you let her handle it, because the pleasure she was giving you was enough to meet the threshold. But now there's an empty void inside, and no way to fill it. No way to fill it without her. You find yourself pining. You'd get up and look out the window, get up and look outside for her, try to call her back, try to wish her back, try to kneel, surrender. These thoughts creep in as her juices soak into your skin more. But she's not back yet. Your only hope is she said she might visit again before giving you the real thing. You wonder what she meant. You're still jerking your cock, still helplessly, fruitlessly trying to get off as you jerk and stroke, moan, groan. Try to find some way out of the maze of pleasure left on your skin from her juices, her touch, her kiss, her sudden departure. You try to remember the way her nipples were huge and pointed, her breasts quite large, but she was compressing them so she could be closer. Get her mouth right against you, the way that her pussy was just rubbing against your leg, the way she came as you came in her mouth, down her throat, and still you stroke on. Stroke your cock, work your cock, but coming is further away than you thought. Coming is more difficult than you thought. You just keep working away at it, trying to find a way to get off, trying to find a way to get the urge for her out of your system. But she has departed, leaving you, laying there, in the dark, desiring, twitching, longing for more touch, longing to come again, longing for her to taste you with the desperation she had, knowing that your cum spurting to her mouth was her sustenance and also hot enough for her to get off. That remains. You stroke, you jerk, you rub her saliva all over your cock, but still no cum seems to come out. She really sucked it all out. And everything on your body except your hand and your hardness is just gone, faded, heavy, weighty, blank and deep. There's your hand, there's your cock, there's your body sweating a little, but it's hard to isolate any given part of it. All of the energy drained out, exhausted and blank. Jerking yourself off towards sleep, knowing that all you'll be able to do, all you'll really be able to do, is edge. Edge up to the very limit. But coming is an impossibility now. You came and you still remember the way your balls emptied out and your shaft pulsed in her throat and made it expand, or at least you assume. Couldn't see in the dark, but she really groaned when you did that. Remembering an orgasm so strong, you want your next one to be with her, subconsciously and consciously. So trying to work across that edge is just too difficult. Laying there, in the dark, moaning, humping into your hand with the little bit of strength left in your barely able to be felt hips, thighs, buttocks. You're trapped in the jerking, the stroking, the moving, the groaning, the waiting and trying to invite her with your mind, but knowing eventually you'll have to slip off to fitful, edged up, horny sleep, dreaming of the touch of her skin, smelling her arousal in the air, moaning as her juices cool on your leg and send more sparks of horny, happy, dreaming thoughts of her into your mind, leaving you there to twitch, leaving you there to moan, leaving you there to lavish attention on your cock, knowing it won't measure up, and that you want the real thing more than her mouth, the whole of her body bringing you to full pleasure, regardless of the consequences in your weary bones, your fading mind, your throbbing cock.